I woke up needing a piss, so I climbed out of bed and wandered down the hall to the bathroom. It was the middle of the night, and because I like to sleep nude, I was naked. I didn't have a stitch on, and my tits and ass were jiggling as I walked to the bathroom, figuring that nobody was around to see me. You see, hubby and I are staying at his parents' house while our house is being painted. They put us up in their spare bedroom, and I thought everyone would be asleep, so I didn't worry about putting on a nightgown or a robe. Well, imagine my surprise when I opened the bathroom door and the light was already on. I had to blink a few times to adjust my eyes, and I was surprised to see my father-in-law in there. He was naked, too, like me, and he was standing at the counter, shaving. As I stood in the doorway, kind of frozen in surprise, I saw him staring at my naked tits and cunt, and I couldn't help but look at his cock, at how big his cock was, even soft. It was so much bigger than his son's. "I'm sorry," I said. "I need to pee." And he said, "Go ahead. It won't bother me none." My bladder was fair to bursting, so I sat down and peed, even though my father-in-law was still in the bathroom, watching. He just kept on shaving, though. While I was sitting there in the toilet seat, waiting to finish up. It took a long time to empty my bladder because it was so full. I couldn't help looking at his cock. It was so much bigger than my husband's. And Dad, that's what I call my father-in-law, noticed me staring at his prick. He was putting shaving cream on his balls and all around his cock. And he asked me if I like guys shaved, clean, or hairy. Embarrassed, I said, "I've only been with his son and only one other guy, and neither of them shaved, so this is all new to me." He said, "I noticed your cunt is bald." And I said, "I like a smooth snatch. It feels nice and smooth to my touch." I couldn't believe I just pissed in front of my father-in-law, and now I was discussing my cunt and his cock and balls. I watched as he started shaving around his cock, and when he went to shave his balls, he said, "Come here, I need your help." I don't know why, but I did just as he asked. He wanted me to pull down on his ball sack to make the skin tighter and safer to shave. As I held his nut sack, I marveled at how big his balls were. Not only did he have big balls, but his cock was also growing. His cock must have liked my hands pulling down on his ball sack, because he was getting hard, very thick, very swollen. He smiled at me. He had a nice smile, and he could be charming when he wanted to be. And said his meat always reacts and gets hard every time a pretty woman holds his balls. I said, "Well, I'd better stop now." And he said, "Okay, you can stop. You can stop right after I fuck you." Then he splashed water around his crotch to wash away the shaving cream, and then he dried everything off. I was still sitting on the toilet, watching his every movement, and he came over to me, standing right in front of me, really close, and his cock was right near my face, level with my mouth. He never spoke. He never uttered a word. He just grabbed his cock with his right hand, gave it a stroke or two, then rubbed his hard cock along the seam of my lips, wetting them with his pre-cum. I was in shock, paralyzed for a second. Then, when I opened my mouth to scream, I found myself licking the pre-cum off my lips instead. Then Dad slid his hard cock into my open mouth. It was big. I'd never had anything that big before in my mouth. He told me to suck it, and I took as much of him in my mouth as I could. Then he told me to take his cock deeper to my mouth, past my tonsils, down my throat. And to help me take it all, he put both hands on the back of my head and pulled my head towards him as he shoved his cock further into my mouth. Ow. And he started to throat fuck me. Fuck, he was fucking huge compared to my husband's little tiny prick. Not that I sucked his cock very often. I said, Dad, please, not so much, not so hard. It's too big. Your cock is too big for my mouth. You're choking me with it. But he just grinned and said, That's it. Choke on that big fucker. It feels good to me when I feel you gagging on my cock. My wife doesn't suck cock, so I guess you're just gonna have to suck it for me. By this time, my eyes were watering and I could taste the pre-cum oozing from his cock slit and, I don't know, something came over me and I decided that I loved it. I loved the taste of him, the feel of his cock in my mouth and down my throat. I was getting turned on. He was squeezing my tits and pinching my nipples really hard. And I was going down on him and taking his cock in my mouth and sucking him, and he was fucking my throat. I wondered, how did he know I love my nipples hurt and how the pain goes straight to my cunt and makes me horny? I had two fingers working my wet gash as I sucked him. He noticed me finger fucking my twat and he said, I knew you were a fucking horny bitch the first time I saw you when you're my husband, my son, your husband brought you home to meet me. Now spread your legs wider. I want to see your fingers getting your snatch ready for my prick. I stopped sucking and said, This is wrong. Maybe I should just leave and go back to bed, back to my husband, to your son. Okay, Dad said, off you go. And stepped away from me. I couldn't believe I was free to go, just like that. But then I realized just how fucking horny I was. And there was no way I could leave without Dad fucking the shit out of me. Please, Dad, I'm sorry. Forget I said that. I need you to fuck me. I need you to fuck me hard. I need your cock pounding my cunt. He smiled and said, Beg me. What? You want me to beg? I asked. Shamefully, I opened my legs and said, Please, Dad, please, fuck my slutty cunt. I need your cock so bad. My dirty cunt needs your cock, dropping a load deep inside it. I was hopeless. I was a slut begging for cock. My fuckhole was now my brain. Dad said he'd fuck me if I agreed to do whatever he wanted. And of course I agreed. I swore I'd do anything to have him fill my fuck shoot with his spunk. So we sat in the toilet and I straddled him and lowered my greedy cunt onto his massive fuck stick. My cunt was fuller than I'd ever been before. My husband is only average, but Dad is big, really fucking big. I was saying filthy things to him as he fucked me. I don't know, dirty talk, but It was so big, and I don't normally talk dirty, but with this cock railing my gash, I was filthy. I was pleading with Dad to bite my tits, and he was calling me a cheating cunt. He called me his cum dump slut, and he told me I was just a horny whore, and he shoved a finger up my ass as I came. Oh, oh. And when I come buckets, and I squirt it all over his ball sack. You filthy cunt. You filthy fucking cunt. I want you to come again for me. And I said, yes, please. I need to come. I need you to come deep in my fucking cunt. Remember your promise to do whatever I want. And I said, yes, just tell me and I'll do it, please. Dad said, when I come in, your sloppy married cunt, you're going to go to your husband and tell him everything. You're going to tell him how you're a cheating married cunt. You're going to tell him how you beg me to fuck you bareback and tell him I come in your cunt. You're going to tell him how you felt me coming on his daddy's prick. And then you're going to fuck his daddy every time his daddy wants your cunt. You're going to tell him I'm the best fuck you ever had. And he can never, ever fuck your cunt again unless he licks my cum out of your snatch. I was shocked, but I agreed. I wanted much more of my father-in-law's prick stretching my twat in the future. I think I came twice more on Dad's cock before he unloaded a massive load of spunk into my fuckhole. And as I slid my cunt off his prick, I felt his baby batter sloshing around in my gash. He said, you are a fucking married cum dump cunt. Hold your hand over your cunt and pinch your cunt lips together so you don't lose any cock juice from your gash on your way to your husband, my son. As he kissed me and watched me walk down the hall towards where my hubby was asleep, I could feel how swollen my cunt was from Dad's big, huge cock pounding into me, thrust after thrust, deep inside my married cunt, and how full of jizz I was, how full of my father-in-law's jizz, and how I was supposed to make his son eat every fucking drop of his father's spunk inside his wife's cunt. This was going to be a surprise for my hubby. He loves to wake up and have me tell him I'm horny and to eat my cunt and to fuck me. It's just that today is going to be a little bit different because my gash will be full of another man's jizz, another man's spunk, his own father's. But I know my husband is pretty weak and he'll do anything I tell him to. Besides, he's always been afraid of his dad. So it's off to bed I go, following my father-in-law's instructions. Oh, honey, wake up, baby. Yes, I know it's the middle of the night, but there's something really important I need to tell you about, and I'm feeling extra horny. But while I'm telling you, I want you to do something. Mm-hmm. I want to tell you a dirty story. And while I'm telling you, as a reward for waking up so happy, I'm going to let you eat my cunt. I knew you'd like that. So get your face down there between my thighs and start licking. Yeah, that's the way. I know I'm extra juicy down there. You just keep eating my cunt while I tell you about it. You see, it all started when I woke up and I needed to take a piss. Yes, dear, I know. But just shut up and listen and let me finish my story. Then you'll realize and know why I have an extra sloppy cunt.